So good morning, Joan, and welcome back.
Well, and Happy New Year, because we had a show dedicated to the Pope's visit to the synagogue, so this particular show did not air. And then the week before that, I was to have been in Rome, but flight problems delayed my arrival from the States, so I missed that week too. So here we are, and happy 2010 or 2010, depending on however you want to say it.
And to you, of course, as well.
Yeah, which I accept with great joy. And it's really been an incredible week in the Vatican, but do you feel like that's our recorded opening? Because every week we say, really, we seem to say the same thing, you know, wow, what a week of activities in the Vatican. And the only
time. You know, I think that January is a very intense month. I was speaking with Philippa. We were saying, you know, you wind up and you're tired at the end of the year and you think, okay, January's going to get off to a slow start. But
it doesn't. There's so
many things going on.
There are. And we're in the midst, of course, of one of those things, which is the week of prayer for Christian Unity. It begins on the 18th of January every year, ends on the 25th. And the Pope, of course, at the end of that week coming up, will be celebrating Vespers at St. Paul's outside the walls. And then, obviously, the Diplomatic Corps is the big, big speech of almost the year for the Holy Father. He meets the Diplomatic Corps accredited to the Holy See. We've already covered that because he's already done that. He then meets officials of, like, the city of Rome, the region of Lazio, the province of Rome. There just seem to be so many different meetings. And then you have always on January 24th, so practically as we speak, you have the message for World Communications Day, which is released on January 24th, which, of course, is the Feast of St. Francis de Sales. He's the patron saint of Catholic journalists, so that's why they release it on that day. So messages and this week we had, obviously, aside from the synagogue visit, which is not a yearly thing, but aside from the post visit to the synagogue, we also had a press conference about the synod this coming October, the synod for the Middle East.
That's right.
So lots of big, important things happening just even in one week. And like you said, the focus of January's enormous.
But this week has been particularly intense also because of the tragedy in Haiti.
Oh, yes. We're into week two of that. And, you know, I think it's very important for our listeners. We are obviously going to go back in a minute and talk about the Pope's synagogue visit, the second time only that any Pope has, since St. Peter, has been to this synagogue in Rome. But it is the third visit for Pope Benedict because he went to one in Germany, Cologne, during World Youth Day. And then obviously in New York, the Park East, during his American visit. So, well, I guess we are going to talk about Haiti, but why don't we just kind of focus for a second, I think, on the synagogue. Benedict's visit to the synagogue was a little difficult simply because of the atmosphere created by, for example, a year ago when the Pope lifted the excommunication of four members of the Society of St. Pius X, one of whom, Bishop Williamson, all of our listeners know that, is known as, among other things, a Holocaust denier, which obviously offended the Jews. And so the thing is, the Holy Father really explained that this particular, in a letter to all the bishops of the world last year, he explained why he did this. He opened this door, the only way that you can sit down and have any talks with the members of the SSPX is to have lifted the excommunication. So people who think that they're fully functioning bishops, that's totally wrong. The door has been opened for conversations and dialogue to take place. So that, but the Jews were obviously very offended by this. It almost looked as if it was done on purpose. You lifted the excommunication of this man who denied the Holocaust, and that is not the case at all. It just so happened that he was that way, but those particular aspects of Williamson's writings and so forth had not apparently been brought to the Holy Father's attention, which he admitted obviously was a mistake in his part that he didn't know that.
But having said that, the visit went well.
Oh, it went well, yes. Because you have to look at the background.
The build-up was a bit fraught with a bit of anxiety, worries, that kind of thing. The various negative things
mm-hmm. that the Jewish people were listing. And then, of course, the actual visit, very, very cordial. And one of the persons present as we speak, I don't remember who it was, said that the cards had been laid out on the table before the meeting, before the Pope went to the synagogue, and then in private talks afterwards, there were very open discussions about many, many things. So as one of the Jewish persons said, it was not just a photo op. So anyway, the visit, a very important event of the week, went well. The press was all over the place with it. Yes, it was wonderful. No, it didn't resolve all the problems, but that's the media. So, but, you know, we did mention earlier, and I think we want to go into the Haiti thing.
Absolutely.
Simply because of the Vatican's, of the Pope's, of the various Vatican offices, of their closeness to this event. The Vatican has, for example, the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, which is called the Pope's charity arm. They're there for events like this. They asked the American organization Catholic Relief Services to kind of jump in and take the lead in handling Catholic humanitarian aid.
And of course, there's Caritas Internationalis, who's on the ground there.
It's phenomenal. And the thing is, they had 500 people on the ground to begin with who were just volunteers, pre-quake. So Patrick Nicholson was telling me that these people were able to just jump right in. They knew what to do. They knew initial supplies, where to go get them, how to help people. But really amazing aid. And of course, the problem with all aid, the immediate supplies you're going to have stored someplace run out very, very quickly because the numbers of the homeless and so forth and so on, I know the dead are well over 200,000, but you're talking like 2 million people who still need
homeless.
They need food, clothing, hygiene,
water.
Absolutely. They are. They send the tablets, water purification tablets. That's one of the things that's very high on the list of Caritas. But they're there every day. They're working 24/7. And you know, if you want to know what Caritas is doing, and I'd like to stress this for two reasons. Anybody who's been watching television wherever they live, I'm sure your local TV has been putting on the screen organizations that you can send.
Absolutely.
At this point, donations. Money is needed to buy the supplies and so forth that the people need.
Okay.
So, but if you go to Caritas Internationalis, you're going to see where you can donate and the things you can be absolutely sure of where your money is going. And I think if anybody wants to send in $10 or they're able to send in $1,000, you still want to know that it is going to a reliable source and that the money's not going to be used for administrative costs. It's going to go straight to the needy.
Okay, so should we just mention the upcoming message for World Day of Communications?
Oh, absolutely. The message actually for the last few years has been dedicated to the new technology.
Right.
And that's always part of the papal message. We certainly will hear more. It's coming out almost as we speak. But part of the papal message is the new evangelization, how it can use these different means, the things you can download on your phones, iPhones, if you have an iPhone, it's absolutely phenomenal. But so the new technologies can work for the benefit, for the good of mankind, and then obviously misused, like anything in life, misused, they can work against man. I have to say, the Vatican, as conservative and slowly as it moves on certain issues, as they should, on dogma or doctrine or something else like that, they should. For the technology, bam, they are just right up there. The minute something new comes out, they're on the bandwagon, and that's good.
Thank you very much, Joan.